Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
It is Bart and Han. We are in hour number three. It is a Friday. Is it an effing Friday, Bart?
It's been an effing Friday.
Are you deeming this an effing Friday? I mean, yeah.
It was an effing Thursday. The effing Friday started yesterday.
All right. So it is that. We got lots of calls to get to, and we had a Giants fan decide to tweet us something that I felt like is a conversation that we need to have.
Disrespectful to.
And he just said the Giants will win another Super Bowl before the Jets, even with Aaron Rodgers. And I feel like we got to have this discussion. So now that we got this, now that we definitely have the conversation set, we have the tone set, we got smoke now between Giants fans and Jets fans, because both of y'all are going to weigh in on this. But before we get to all that, Bart, it's hour number three. It's effing Friday. You're in New York. I'm in L.A. It's raining everywhere. What's that mean?
It's the power hour, 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 hour,
hour, hour, hour, hour, hour, hour, hour, hour, hour, hour, hour, hour, hour, hour, hour, hour, hour, hour, hour, hour, hour, hour, hour, hour, hour, hour, hour, hour, hour, hour, hour, hour, hour, hour, Yes, it is.
Hey, I'm getting my cardio right, man, so I can wear a Speedo on the beach, baby. I've been hitting that cardio, son.
Yes, sir. Banana hammock, ready to go. What color?
Gold. I want to be a mermaid. I want people, when I'm swimming underwater, I want people
gold
to think
glitter?
That it's a fish coming up on that ass. Oh, my, a tuna. Nah.
I see there is no pleasing you. 800-919-3776. So I'll let you answer it first, Bart. What Moses said there on Twitter, the Giants will win a Super Bowl before the Jets, even with Aaron Rodgers. Your thoughts?
I just hate the fact that they want to pick. Like, as soon as we try and have some unity, we talk about who can
unity.
Come help out. Now they want to come here. We're trying to be happy for both teams. Mm-hmm. Now you want to create a divide. Now, to be honest, I think that the Jets are – able to sustain their success simply because they're in good salary cap position. They don't have a quarterback to pay per se, and even if they pay Aaron Rodgers, they can kind of be able to figure out how to be cheap again. They don't have to pay their stars where the Giants have already paid. They got to pay Dexter Lawrence, but they've already paid so many of their stars. They got to pay Andrews. I just think that, listen, right now I don't want to pick anybody, but I like the Jets' chances this year to have a better record than the Giants this year with Aaron Rodgers and their ability to go out and sign other people simply because I believe that the Jets have more talent on their team than the Giants have because of what Gettleman did to kind of get in some bad contracts, the Blake Martinez contracts, the Bradberries of the world, the Johnson – what's his name? The little dude they got from Cleveland – not Pepper Johnson, Peppers. Yeah. Not Julius Peppers.
Who are you talking about then?
It's the guy from that went to Michigan. His name was Julius? Never mind. Thoughts?
Well, let me read you a tweet. And this is an unbiased – Jabril Peppers.
Jabril.
Yeah.
You said Julius. That's the dude with the big ears from the Carolina.
Yeah, that's the first name I always think of when you hear the Peppers last name. Peppers. Michael says on Twitter at Barton Hunt that he's a lifelong Packer fan. So he's got no dog in this fight, right? He said, but he's been living in New York. He said, can't understand why anyone wouldn't want Aaron Rodgers for 1 or 2 years with the Jets. He has done so much with so much less in Green Bay the past 5 years. It would put the Giants in the rearview mirror. Now, this is an unbiased Packer fan. He's got no dog in this fight. And that's what he said.
But here's the hard part, right? none of that means anything. Remember when we went to the two AFC championships? That was cute. And then the following year, they won the Super Bowl.
So unless you
win the Super Bowl, and we know that it's harder to get to the Super Bowl going through the AFC because all the good quarterbacks. Now, if you bring Aaron Rodgers over here, pretty much all the good quarterbacks not named Jalen Hurts is in the AFC. Like, I mean, look at the scrubs. Look at the scrubs that's in the NFC. Jalen Hurts might be, like, by far the best. And I think he's going to take a step back because he's going to lose a lot of his pieces. And, like, it's not even close. Brock Purdy? Matthew Stafford?
Stafford.
Kirk Cousins?
Well, Stafford's up there. I mean, Stafford's got to be the best one.
But Stafford's hurt. We don't know what Stafford got left. No, hell no. And he's coming off ACL.
No. No,
like
Derek Carr. What are you talking? How dare you?
Hell
Derek
no,
Carr.
Derek Carr is a that a boy. I tell you what, if we were to go through the top quarterbacks in the league, it might be seven or eight before we even get to an NFC quarterback.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Let's play that game.
What you want to do that now?
No, I want our listeners to come in. Where do you think if we talk about the best quarter? Oh, yeah, let's go to the calls.
We have tons of them. You're asking people to call, and the phones are packed.
We're going to do a bonus hour.
No, we're not.
No, a bonus half hour.
I'm tired. Okay. We got in really late last night.
We're going to Twitch Live after this. We're going to get us a Twitch page.
Not doing Twitch. No, you easily could.
Like, because we go to Twitch, that means we can do our show, but we can cuss on it. So I can really talk.
That'd be fun.
We call it Bart Hine After Dark. Even though it's still light outside.
All right, so let's get the calls rolling here. That 800-919-3776. Let's go with D. Are you on the G Dub?
I was, but I've been on hold for a long time. So,
The G Dub, sometimes you could spend the whole show on the G Dub. I mean, I've sat in traffic on that bridge. You know how bad it gets.
Generally, when I call in, I'm somewhere around G-Dub because I work in the city, but I live in Jersey. So, you know that commute is
it's real.
It can be brutal at times.
Yeah, I hear
you.
So what do you got?
You know, this whole Jets thing. I mean, obviously, you Jets fans are going nuts over this Aaron Rodgers thing, and deservedly so.
Yeah.
It'll be a huge upgrade. But I got three quick points. I want, to hear your thoughts on them. First, I think people are aren't giving the credit to Breece Hall for what he meant to that team in the early part of the season. If I'm not mistaken, the Jets were 5-2 before he got injured.
Yeah,
and
Vera
then they
Tucker
went
too.
2-8. The rest. What's that?
Him and Vera Tucker got hurt in the same game.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So they went 2-8 the rest of the way. I know the quarterback play wasn't good, but they went and they just mentioned they're going to let Robinson go. They went and got Robinson immediately after the Breece injury. The running game was never the same, right? So when you talk about that team, running backs generally don't come off an ACL. It takes them about 2 years, and there's only one Adrian Peterson, so I don't know how much he's going to be, how effective he's going to be this year. But if he plays the whole year, does Garrett win the NFL Rookie of the Year?
No, it was Breece Hall's award. It was Breece Hall's. He was doing stuff that we had never seen, averaging 6.1 yards a carry. But this is the problem. It had to be one way or the other, right? Because you had a quarterback that you had to lean on a run game, but now it's whatever the defense gives you. So now you're going to have more balance with Aaron Rodgers because he can hand the ball off, and then when you put that eighth man in there, he can get out of that. You didn't have a quarterback sophisticated enough to be able to do that. I think Bam Knight will be better this year.
All right. So let me ask you this. Now, you guys are – all you Jets fans, you're all in. What do the Jets do, hypothetically, if this Aaron Rodgers thing falls apart?
Jimmy G.
What do the Jets do?
Jimmy G
is not going to be there.
What do you mean?
He'll be off the market. I think he'll be off the market. But
the Aaron Rodgers thing, we'll have a decision before that.
He's talking to the Raiders right now.
Yeah, but we'll have
– But let me ask you – But listen to this. So the quarterback who's there, the young kid, I mean, his confidence is destroyed.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All this talk, all this excitement. It's going to take him a couple years to get back. We already seen how immature he is.
Yep.
So what happens – Jimmy G is currently talking with the Raiders. That seems like a good fit with his old coach from New England. What do the Jets do if they can't get Aaron Rodgers and Jimmy G is gone?
Okay, well, they already been in contracts. Matthew Stafford's available because that team is rebuilding at the same time. So they've already had the conversations with about getting Matthew Stafford. That's been kicked around. So it's Matthew Stafford, and then worst-case scenario is Ryan Tannehill, who to me is no worse than Derek Carr. So there you go. You have options.
So basically, you're up a creek without a paddle if this doesn't go through.
No, because you still have Matthew Stafford. I just gave you two other options.
Come on.
What do you mean up the creek? With
Matthew Stafford won a Super Bowl a year ago. Bart, what do you mean?
D, hang on a second.
Come on, D.
You can't say up the creek. Yes, you know what? If you don't get Aaron Rodgers, you're not going to get anything like Aaron Rodgers, which is why you're all in on Aaron Rodgers.
Matthew Stafford's pretty damn close.
But wait, but to say after that, well, then you're up the creek. Well, they're up the creek already. They don't have a quarterback. They got to get one. That's why you're in the business. So the whole point, hang on. Wait, yo, we gave you plenty of time to talk. You got to hear this now because you keep saying you Jet fans, so I already know where you're coming from. You got to understand they got to be all in on the best quarterback available, and they are. And if somehow, some way it doesn't work out, you've got to go with whatever's next. And if it's not that great, that's just what the market has right now. That's it. So what are you supposed to do if you're the Jets? But what are you supposed to do, though? You're not making sense with what you're saying.
You're going to let the gas out of this hot air balloon that you've
Well, what are you supposed to do? Just not play? Cancel the season. No. D, you're right.
I just gave you
three
options.
If Aaron Rodgers doesn't come to the Jets, cancel the season. Everybody go home.
Don't do that to me.
Everybody go home. What are you supposed to do, though?
D, I just gave you three options.
Do you have a viable backup plan?
Yes, he just told you.
I just told you the backup plan.
Those aren't viable.
How's it not viable?
What's viable to you, D? What's viable to you? What's viable?
A viable plan is put all the chips in the middle and go get Lamar Jackson. That's a viable plan.
Why didn't you say that from the very beginning?
You're going to give him $250 million? Like, come on.
Why didn't you say that from the beginning?
Lamar Jackson's not going nowhere. That's not even a viable, realistic thing.
Why didn't he just say that from the beginning?
Right, this is the whole thing.
Why did he go through this whole exercise just to get to Lamar Jackson? Just say it.
Bro,
we all agree. Lamar Jackson would be great as a Jet, but we don't think the Ravens are going to let him go.
He would be option number one.
Oh, my God.
But he's not available because all they got to do is match. He did all that. He said, well, what would you do? I said, well, Jimmy G. So how are you going to tell me Jimmy G is not a viable option because he's talking to the Raiders? What the hell does that mean? Guess what?
I don't know.
Oh, he's going back to his old coach. Well, guess who else was his old coach? Robert Saleh. What the hell are you talking about? His connection's there, too.
Listen, there's Jet haters out there, and they don't want to see you happy, Jets fans.
Right.
They don't. They like it when you're – this is the little brother thing.
They say Matthew
Stafford. Mets fans deal with this, too.
They don't want you happy.
They don't want you to ever have optimism. They don't want you to ever enjoy anything. You're supposed to be miserable. You're supposed to be Charlie Brown with all of his – naked on the mound because the home run went right through your face again. That's what they want from you, Jets fans, and you're getting that on our show today. Every call we're getting are people going, you Jet fans. You know what that means. That's that derogatory way of talking down to you because you're not smart enough to be a fan of any other team. And you know what? We wear that like a cloak of armor. And for once, we might be able to get to the top of the mountain, and they don't like that.
And when it changes, right, because remember the Saints were the Aints and the Tampa was the creamsicles.
That's right.
Listen, if you've been down for a long time and you get up, it can be your time. And listen, this can be an opportunity where the Jets can get it right. And if they get a guy that's motivated to prove everybody wrong, like how the hell can Matthew Stafford not be a viable option? He just won a Super Bowl less than the last Super Bowl 2 years ago.
We need a positive call, and I want to go to Rubino in Hillsdale.
Get Lamar Jackson. Man, everybody should try and get Lamar Jackson.
Rubino,
happy
save
Friday.
Us. What's happening?
This guy Moses sounds like a jealous Giant fan. He sounds nervous that we're going to finally go places. When you got a guy like Aaron Rodgers, he's a force multiplier.
Yep.
He's going to bring up the team, just like Reggie Jackson did for the Yankees, Scott Stevens did for the Devils, Mark Messier did for the Rangers.
Oh.
nervous. My brother used to beat me up at least once a week. He was 3 years older than me. Finally, I turned 12, kicked his butt, and he was a Giant fan. The enemy are the Giants, because that's who I run into at the bars and when I go out. I don't run into, and there's no Patriot fans in New Jersey, so or Miami Dolphin fans. It's all about the Giants.
They don't want to see us happy. They don't want to see us happy. What did Melo say? Remember that time that Carmelo was a great job? They don't want us to win, right? They don't want us to win because you know you wouldn't be able to stand it because how insufferable will we be as a fan base if the Jets actually get to the mountaintop? Oh, my God.
They don't want us to win.
There it is.
They don't want us to win.
Tell them, Melo.
They try to keep us out of the tournament first. They suspended us.
Tell him, Melo. Tell him. That's what this is about. And we're getting to the root of it right now. Rubino, thanks for the call. We needed that uplift from you. 800-919-3776. Let's continue. Let's go. Randy's in Queens. Got a concern. Get it, Randy.
Yo, what's going on?
What's good?
Listen, man. Yo, D, meet me on 96th Street in FDR. We can flat box right now. I'm a Jet fan, you heard? Look, I look
from the
at
land of hands.
Yeah, we can do it. I look at it like blood and Crip. You know what I'm saying? I don't like them. I don't want to look at them. We share the house with them and all that. That's cool. But it's our time to shine. And when we shine, we going to shine. I'm sick of this crap. Hold on. Stop letting them disrespect us, you heard? Stop. Yo, don't even take their calls no more.
Mm-mm.
Don't even take their calls no more. They overpay for Daniel Jones. It's our time to shine. Aaron, come through.
Randy, give him a trophy.
That's Mr. Randy Watson. That boy good.
Let's go to Chris and Bethpage. Chris.
Hey, guys. I'm a 60-year-old longtime Giant fan, and I couldn't disagree with any Giant fans that are trying to dump on the Jets more. I love watching Jet games. And listen, unless they meet in the Super Bowl, I'll root for the Jets. I loved it when they made it to the when Bart's team when you guys 2009 2010. I rooted hard for the Jets. I mean, listen, let's face it. Come on, let's be real. And I'm not dumping on the Jets when I say this. You know, 54 years is a long time. You know,
yes.
And yeah,
yes,
no,
it
and it is.
Yes,
and
it
and
is.
I don't say it to dump on them, but listen, at the end of the day, they're New York. They're on my TV set. And I had a lot of fun watching the Jet games last year. I really did. It was great. I used to tape the Jet games and watch the Giant games first because they were always on at 1 o'clock. Please, can we get rid of that too, by the way?
I hear you. That's got to stop.
Can I ask you something, Chris?
Sure, Bart.
When you know, you look at the Jets, I think watching them was like much like watching like the New Jersey Nets, right, when they had Dinwiddie and LeVert. Does Aaron Rodgers make them unlikable? Like, because it's an easy team to root for last year, but if Aaron Rodgers comes here and they bring some more star players, does that make them unlikable?
Not with me. No way. I want to watch good quality football, and I want to see Aaron Rodgers. And listen, you know, once Aaron Rodgers comes in and he settles in, it'll be fine. Everyone's going to like the guy. Trust me. Once you start winning, that's the greatest remedy of all time. I can't wait to watch Aaron Rodgers and the Jets this year. I cannot. I'm telling you, it will be great for New York, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And I don't buy into any of that. Like, I can't root for the guy. Like the guy that called before. Come on, stop it. Aaron Rodgers pulls out a game late in the game, and that guy who hates calls him a nozzle or whatever is a big Jet fan. He's going to be like, I still don't like rooting for him. And I know, Alan, you said you're a little bit like that too. But trust me, once a guy starts, you know, winning for you, all is forgiven. It's just
he becomes your guy. He becomes your guy. Like,
yeah,
other
course.
People can hate him, but he becomes
I
your
agree.
Guy. You
I
know
agree.
How many people hate me around the NFL? But I'm
nobody
the Jet.
Nobody hates you.
I'm your
man,
guy.
Nobody hates you.
I'm your
nobody
guy.
Hates
I'm your a-hole.
Chris, we appreciate you, man. Again, 800-919-3776. We'll keep the conversation rolling. It's been a lot of fun today. It's a typical Friday. This is what we do, certainly, on the show. We got more to get to. Your calls, of course. Odell Beckham Jr., the Giants are going to go to his workout. Do you see a reunion happening there? And the Knicks last night losing Sacramento. That's two straight now. And some concerns about Jalen Brunson because, you know, he played the first half after missing two games and that same injury pops up again, he doesn't play the rest of the game. Now some concerns about him. Is it time maybe to just give him a little more time? Can you sacrifice some games just to get him right before the playoffs?
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
My life is filled with gloom. Great job today with the music. I know Dino has been suggesting some songs as well. Bart has decided to sing along right on the mic. I apologize to everybody listening for that, but it's been on point. It's raining here in L.A. It's in that kind of melancholy mood.
And you sent it out to us. Thanks a lot, Alan.
What are you talking about? I didn't do anything.
That crap coming out here.
Let me tell you something. If I had that kind of control, would I be sitting here with you right now? No offense.
This how bad it is, right? You're out there and it's raining, then you're going to fly back to the rain. You're going to catch up to it.
Exactly. So
you deserve it. Can help to a better guy.
How dare you? 800-919-3776. So Odell Beckham Jr. putting stuff out on social media, going to have a workout. Teams are going to come watch him. One of them, the Giants. Interesting. Would he help Daniel Jones, Saquon Barkley, and company? What can he bring?
Yeah.
Would you welcome Odell back with open arms? Well, while that's all going on, and you and I are talking about this, Sauce Gardner cannot help himself. I mean, he's just the king of social media these days, recruiting everybody.
Who are we trying to be, Michael Parson?
He posts a screenshot. I guess he must have been talking with Odell, and it's Odell's face,
man,
and just without context. And maybe he's, you know, then he called himself a recruiter.
It's a crazy thing, man.
So how about Odell with the Jets? Maybe like you said, all these players that see an opportunity with a Jet team if they get Aaron Rodgers. Remember, Odell and Aaron Rodgers have always had a good relationship. Remember,
they've always wanted to play with each other. But here's a crazy.
Well, I would rephrase that. But the fact is,
awesome,
is that you know, it might not be the Giants. Maybe it's the Jets. Who knows?
Here's a crazy thing. I mean, I would ask the Jets, like, I would ask the Giants fans.
Yeah.
Would you rather have Odell Beckham or Adam Thielen?
Who's got more left? Who's got more? I mean, when Odell was healthy in that Super Bowl, he looked good.
Adam Thielen
is kind of like you can see like he's in the decline,
they're both in the league around the same time. Thielen's been in the league 9 years. I think Odell's been in there, what, eight now?
Thielen hasn't had three straight ACL pops.
But he never had as much juice as Odell, though.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Decisions. The Giants got to do something. They need a number one, a real number one. And it's not – I mean, Jacoby Myers is the only guy out there.
They got to draft one.
And the Bengals said they're not trading they're not going to trade Higgins.
T. Higgins,
and
right.
Gabe Davis is out there, and they have to pay him, but they're not going to get rid of him. So will the Giants be
You've been saying Gabe Davis was somebody the Giants should be targeting, especially with Brian Daboll obviously being there now, but – now it doesn't seem like they're going to do that because they got to make some decisions, save some money so they can keep him.
Yeah, all you have out there, and Juju Smith-Schuster is like a number two. He's not a guy that you're going to build your team around being your number one receiver.
Juju is going to start becoming like Brandon Cooks, where he just shows up everywhere, like in places.
Well, speaking of Brandon Cooks, I'm sure he's available too. He's the only guy I know that in eight seasons he's got 1,000 yards receiving, and he can't keep a job.
He can't stay on one team, and nobody will give him more than
this dude's still getting mail in five different states.
And paying taxes everywhere. 800-919-3776 is the number. Oh, man. Let's see. A lot of people on a hold, so I want to take care of those who've been waiting the longest. Judah in Queens. Judah.
Alan
Judah fell asleep. What up,
Judah? How we doing, man?
Yo, real quick. Yeah, I did been waiting for a while, but it's all good. It's the best damn show on the whole lineup.
Appreciate you.
I wanted to get to this rhetoric that everybody is talking about with Aaron Rodgers and the New York media. Like, I mean,
Judah, I'll tell you what. Call. I hate to do this to you. You've been waiting on hold. You got to call.
Just tell
us
him.
Back.
Just tell him. Call us back, Judah. With yeah, your phone we'll right. Your, make yeah. sure you might have to pull over, man. Because if you're driving, sometimes the signal gets bad, signal man. It's in out. The dead spots, man. But come mm-hmm. on back, Judah. We ready for you. We think we know what you want to talk about, but I don't even want to answer it yet because in hopes that you're going to call back. So let's go to Mizai. Can we go
yeah,
to Mizai?
Mike in Jersey. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, yo, first time, long time, guys. I love Appreciate your show. It. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Thanks,
I'm a lifelong New Yorker, three-sport New York fan, but I've been a Packer fan for 60 years. So I just would say that if the Jets did get A-Rod, you would be so blessed, so happy, and he would mesh so well with the team as well as, you know, love the media because he is a guy who does embrace, you know, Hollywood media. Mm-hmm. Entertainment. So he's not shy at all, and also would come off as a really great teammate. Think of the people he's been with for the years. He's made all pros out of guys that no one knew about. So as
Jordy
far as
Nelson, Gray, Jennings. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, and Mike, you know what? The point also, I think, is maybe this is the type of move that invigorates him a little bit. When you see the energy out of Breece and Sauce and Garrett, like having a team of that kind of talent – that would have that much enthusiasm around him, it might be exactly what Aaron Rodgers needs at this point in his career, to be around a group like this with the enthusiasm
hungry.
They have. And right, they're hungry, they want to work, and for him, spark something maybe. You know, all the optimism, I'm trying to come up with all the positives.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
definitely one of the
I mean,
things
I've
I'm thinking
with him,
about.
I've met him, I've done stuff outside of football with him, and he's a great professional individual. He loves to meet and greet everyone. He wants to know people's names. So for people to say, you know, small market media coming to New York, I'm sorry. He embraces that love anyway. So I'd love him to come to New York, do really well, and then have him here close to home to talk to you guys on a regular basis.
Oh, he's man, super witty. What we need is we need a GoFundMe so we can pay A.A. Ryan to be our weekly.
Yeah, maybe we start that up.
We got to start that up.
Or we get a sponsor. All the sponsors in this area, right? We get people that are in New York right now. If you want to get bang for your buck, I mean, just look at McAfee's show. If you want to get bang for your buck, this is what you got to do. You got to put some money together. You got to put it into our show and then have it with the caveat that Aaron Rodgers, it's his weekly appearance with us. And, you know, we'll give him a couple bucks.
Yeah. Some cheese
Bart and I
taco.
Have to get something. I mean, you and I have to get something out of
Eli,
this, right?
Eli used to get $300,000. You prorate that to now market. It's going to cost about $500,000 for us to get AA Ryan to come on for about 20 minutes to keep it Rizzle. But
nothing.
It's always it's always listen. Not only with
we
him being on our show once a week, not only would it push ears here, but it's going to create segments for every. Every show in
every show's
ESPN.
Gonna talk about it. And they'll have to call it like the Samwell Institute, right?
Yeah.
The Aaron Rodgers, you know, like the Rally BMW Aaron Rodgers segment.
Yeah,
you know?
Listen,
like that's what I think it's gotta be. I think we can do it.
We got right. the Omega coming too now, you know what I'm saying? I just closed Omega. They got a lot of cheese on their taco now. They out there with that accountant
really?
Money, you know what I'm saying? That's coming soon, coming to 13th. Omega, go ahead and put it up there. You took 15%
like
of my mm-hmm. ERC money, you know what I'm saying?
Bart, I got
that was about
it.
100 stacks you took from me.
The Peloton Aaron Rodgers segment.
Oh, man, and then you get
Aaron Rodgers on Bart and Hahn brought to you by Peloton. Doesn't that sound great?
But then he Peloton, gets on a Peloton.
Whose headquarters are right here in New York City. I mean, just it's a marriage. Marriage made in heaven.
With that type of hair, you know A.A. Ryan probably rides a Peloton. So then once a week or once a month, you know what I'm saying, he might jump on a Peloton and just get a little warm-up ride
like
with you. You know what I'm saying? A little flush ride on Tuesdays.
Have him talk about Alex Toussaint, little Dennis Morton maybe, you know, like would get into like the different – All right.
Don't get too much away because Peloton ain't spied. They ain't responded yet. So hold up. Just wait.
We got to work on that.
We don't need to tell them everybody they got over there at that roster.
But D is in Queens, and D ain't about it.
You ain't about
D
that
is
life.
Not about it. No,
let's go,
not
D.
About it. D, why
got
are you
D?
Not about that?
What's going on? What's going on, fellas? First off, let's talk before we get to Rodgers. If the Detroit Lions don't bid on Lamar, especially because they have to pay Goff anyway, they should fire everybody because that makes too much sense. With that O-line and Lamar Jackson would be crazy. And I've been telling you all year about your Ravens. The way, and you're seeing it from other players. Forget Lamar. Other players are talking crazy about the Ravens. Lamar should get paid by the Ravens because he's been holding all of this down and no one's been talking. But now that people are seeing how he's being treated, they're like, all right, we're going to start airing them out. As for the Jets, they already have on the roster a bad attitude teammate who doesn't take accountability. You're going to add another one who's 39? It sounds nice. But they're getting like the Knicks now, where they draft improperly, and to cover up their bad drafting, they get someone who's past their prime but has a good name. That's exactly what the Knicks used to do.
Who's past their prime with a good name on the Knicks right now?
D.
I'm talking about how the Knicks used to be before Leon Rose.
Okay, D. The Jets haven't drafted great. They got the offensive and defensive player of the year. They would have had another offensive player of the year in Breece Hall. Beer Tucker's a beast. If Becton can stay healthy, he's a beast. Okay.
They draft quarterbacks garbage.
Right. You're right. You're right. And but it's not because it hasn't been for a lack of trying. They drafted. They moved up to get Sanchez. They moved in and got Sam Darnold, which everybody thought he was the best player in that draft, and they moved up for Zach Wilson. Sometimes it just doesn't work out. So they're recognizing that. They recognize that they have a team that's ready to win. How can a guy like Aaron Rodgers, everybody always talk about his attitude, but those are the same people that are LeBron fans. He comes with a lot of baggage as well. Yo, KD comes with a lot of baggage as well. A lot of great players come with a lot of baggage, but he's still playing at a high level. Less than 400 days ago,
he
was the MVP.
He was the
MVP. He played with a broke hand, and he only had 12 interceptions, had 26 touchdowns with a broke hand and rookie receivers. Yes, I would call that a down year is better than
– he's not going to break down again? That's the thing, too. He's 39. You act like he's not going to break down
again.
He's
played 5 years in a row without missing a game. And only game he missed because he lied about taking COVID shot. So what are you talking about?
Good old line. Don't have a good old line.
What do you mean they don't have a good old line? They got Vera Tucker coming back. Dwayne Brown said he's coming back. They have a first round draft pick in the top 13 that they're not going to have to use. And they got Max Mitchell that was playing at a high level before he got blood clots. What do you mean they don't have a horrible offensive line? What do you mean, D? I don't understand what you D, what are you talking about? Like Becton before he got Becton before he got hurt.
Right,
they were on their 12th offensive lineman. 12th.
I don't understand.
Vera Tucker is one of the best players in the league. Langston Tomlinson was a Pro Bowler just the year before.
Mm-hmm. I don't.
Mekhi Becton, you talk about Baldinger. He has a man crush. He wants to adopt this young man.
Brian Baldinger loves him. Yeah.
He just hasn't been able to stay healthy. So that's 3 out of 5. Yeah. They have pick 13 where they can go out and get a number one first round draft pick, top 13. That's 4 out of 5. How can they not have a good offensive line?
You're getting frustrated with people that don't
it's ridiculous.
Want to hear it. They don't want to hear it. I want to do this.
They didn't
quickly.
Have a horrible offensive line. They I went just, down to their fifth man.
God. I just want to hear.
Jesus Christ.
You know what? Though we can't. All right, let's do it on the other side because we got more calls to get to. But there's more dissension, and it's just unbelievable to me. It's unbelievable to me.
He has a bad attitude.
So,
dude,
yeah.
He's on a decline. Right. He got more left than Brady and Peyton Manning that went to two teams.
Breathe, dog.
Damn.
Breathe, dog.
Tom Brady went to a team that had Jameis Winston that was 7-10. The same record that the Jets had. They won the Super Bowl the next year. The man was an MVP less than 400 days ago. You're trying to tell me that he's washed. Even if he is washed, how far is it from MVP to washed? It's something in between. And even if it's what's in between, if the Jets would have had 22 points a game, they'd have won 11 games. The hell you talking about, man? Stay off the weed.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Bart, Odell Beckham Jr. is going to work out. The Giants are going to watch. Sauce trying to get the Jets to get involved in it. Will in Jersey, what do you think of the Odell and the Giants having a reunion?
What's going on, guys? Thanks for taking my call. Yeah. So I think it's okay as long as Odell knows his role. He's not the face of the team. He's not going to be that number one guy. As long as he knows that, I think it's going to be a good fit.
Yeah, we but I think really it's a matter of Odell, Saquon Barkley type of thing. But yeah. I would ask, who team is it? Is it Saquon's team? Is it Daniel Jones'
team? It's Daniel Jones' team, man. You give him that. You give him that kind of bag. It's his team, right? I know he's a quiet guy, but you know, like he's a quiet guy, right? But you know, I don't think he has to be a leader, a vocal guy. But I mean, Eli Manning, that was his team. You know, the defense obviously were the leaders on that team, those Super Bowl teams. But Eli Manning was considered a leader, and he knew ways he could lead. And you could see by the response of Giants players how they feel about Daniel Jones. So I would say it's probably his team. Okay. But, you know, you bring in Odell, you get a little excitement about it, but you also want to watch and see just where he is physically. So we'll see. Thanks for the call, Will. We'll see where that goes and what happens there. Now, you know, I'm in L.A. The Knicks lost last night. They're on a road trip. So they play the Clippers tomorrow afternoon. It's 1 o'clock here, so I think, what is it, 4 o'clock, right? It'll be on MSG Networks. I'm on the call on the TV side of things. And this game now is suddenly very important, Bart. And we don't have any news yet on Jalen Brunson, but he played the first half after missing two games. Played the first half, had 19 points against the Kings, then didn't come out for the second half, and that's alarming. And they're saying that he had a re-aggravation of the sore foot thing that he's been dealing with, and that's it. We've had no updates since, so concern about whether or not he's going to be available tomorrow and whether or not he'll be available at all on this road trip. So right now, you know, with 14 games to go, concerning part of the schedule as this weekend we go into back-to-back Clippers, Lakers, and then by Monday when you and I are doing the show and I'm back in this studio here in L.A. Again, you know, it could be, you know, however many what will it be? Where will the Knicks be, and what's the level of concern after a 9-game winning streak had everybody feeling like, you know, this team was on its way? So, Bart, with that in mind, we're heading into the weekend. What is it you can't wait to see?
Oh, man, listen, I can't wait to see, like, the what's happening in between free agency. Free agency is going to get real next week.
Next week,
like,
yep.
And I'm anticipating, you know, that some Aaron Rodgers news will come because, listen, I don't want to go another week with having to take calls like this. I want it to be for some finality between it. I'm tired of us looking like thirst buckets out here courting, right. Aaron Rodgers. I also want to see a deal get done by Saquon Barkley. I want to make sure that, you know, the Giants can start building this roster to make sure that both teams can have I believe they play each other next year, you know, that both teams can have a good team and so that, you know, New York wins. When the Giants and Jets are gone, we got the Yankees and Mets. The Knicks are holding us down. You know, the Rangers, you know, are doing their thing.
Let's get every team in the playoffs in 2023. Every team.
Because despite what people may think, like, we don't, you know, our shows do better when our fans are ecstatic about
they're
their
engaged.
Teams.
Yeah.
And we want them engaged. We don't want our teams, you know, being out of it, you know, by October. So I wish all good things for the Jets. I wish all good things for the Giants. And I want everybody here to be happy and be going down talking shop and talking high-level sports, right? If you're talking about the Jets are better than the Giants, I still want both of those guys to be in a playoff run and being able to get some things going, man, because it's time for New York to get a chip.
Do you think we can get
this? I don't care who gets it.
Now, I'm in Southern California, right? I got some time now. I got to go find them. I want Aaron Rodgers at the Knicks-Lakers game on national TV sitting courtside.
Are you going to go up there with your media credentials and say, hey?
You think I'm not? I'm going to actually talk to him and say, let's come back to New York. Come on the Jets. Come on the Knicks plane. Let's get this done, baby. Let's get it done.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.